My guest today on Is Good is Guido Corleone. This is what he sounds like. This is a track from his CD, Day in the Life. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Yo, y'all. It's just a day in the life. I wish I would've opened the door. I wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would've found. So I could ungag what was bound and live our life and lounge. No need to scrounge because daddy's home now. With nothing but love, security, and affection. With both our compass arrows pointing in the right direction. Instead of focusing the direction, some failed student films will keep it rocking. Steady bopping, putting your house on stilts. Instead of what was killed and ill, you'd be drunk off the sips of love's cup we swilled and spilled. And in a way, you know that's just how it happened. Except now you got a woman, and now I'm steady rapping. We used to want each other so much, it straight stung in the gut. We didn't think we should've looked at the whys and whats. I don't know about you, but I'm way past nuts. Maybe you roll a bit, but I'm stuck in the mud, stuck in a rut. But I feel it deep in speaking while the sounds are made to broken. Speaking through your body language, and in your magic moments. And more than anything, I hear you loud and clear through your eyes. Reminding me that I can never buy your love through a lie. I'm a fallen angel with broken wings who's just trying to fly. I put it all out there cause the way I see it, it's diatribe. I just try too hard and push it while my love slugs cushions through it. In the meantime, I'm dodging the arrows of Cupid. I look at myself in the mirror and I can't believe what I see. Our innocence and purity are faded by obscurity while I search for serenity. Among serendipity and promiscuity, my inner demons violate my validity. As the angels battle triumphantly, on the field violently, valiantly, no longer to eternity. It's just a day in the life. Another day in the life. A Guido Corleone, it's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido Corleone, it's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido, Guido Corleone, it's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido Corleone, it's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido, Guido Corleone, I can't remember a thing. Right after the fact happens, it's only later that it hits me that I'm subconsciously drifting through this dream called life. That's often a nightmare, I guess that's where I get the darkness. I guess that's what the hair is all about. Everything and nothing and something in between that I can't quite place and put my finger on. So the soul sickness lingers on. But that's a cock and bullshit song. I've touched these in a finger to rip spindles and shingles and never meant the hand of a splinter wood so strong. I used to live inside, not so long ago, but really far, far away from where we stay and what we say and the way we are and where we're at. On this very day, what if I was just to go away, disappear, never be seen? My lineage will have to find a way to carry on the family. It'll be hard to truly track my dreams, but I like to think they'll live on triumphantly as long into eternity as the gods and time will permit. But in the meantime, I live in the solitude of my mind, as a hermit occasionally smoking a Sherman, emotionally outcasted from society, who questions his vitality, but not his validity, of all utility in this shit. I slam tracks and jam out stacks, blowing backs, falling jacks, outboard racks, antenna sacks, loops, deep roots, tight noose, getting loose, and Chuck shoes. Blues, I've got them, had them, ate them, and tried to break them. You ain't got no heart or skills, and we see you trying to fake them, no mistaking. To know me, cross me, you'll be up at night trembling and shaking, sweat questioning the moves you're making. No mistaking, you'll be trembling and shaking, living your life so goddamn godforsaken. Never giving, always taking, always fronting, always faking. While move making and risk taking, trying to lock this golden state. It's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido Corleone, it's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido, Guido Corleone, it's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido Corleone, it's just a day in the life. A Guido Corleone, another day in the life. A Guido, Guido Corleone, yo.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grave. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to look at
that. Yo, I woke up, out of bed, dragged a comb across my head, found my way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up, I noticed I was late, I found my coat, I grabbed my hat, I made the bus in seconds flat, found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
And we're back on KillRadio.org, you're listening to Is Good, and my guest is Guido Corleone. Guido, welcome.
Yo, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, man. It's kind of cold out today. It was rainy. It's ominous out.
It's pretty gray, you know.
It's not the sunny 72 LA weather I'm used to.
Fall is here, I guess, man. It's on the way.
Who'd you bring hanging out with you today?
That's a good buddy of mine by the name of Aaron Jones. We call him DBA.
Yo, what's up, Co Radio?
Right on, man. Guido, where are you from?
I was born in the South Bay of Los Angeles. Born in Torrance, California. Grew up all around the South Bay. Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach. And been an L.A. kid my whole life.
Has that been like a big part of your music? Do you think of your music as kind of having an L.A. influence?
Yeah, you know, I am definitely driven more to the inner part of the city or the central part of the city. South Bay is in dire need of some culture down there, so I'm trying to maintain some realism down there.
How did you get involved in the hip-hop scene?
You know, I started playing guitar when I was about 12 years old, so technically I've been a musician for about 15 years. And played in a bunch of different types of bands, primarily like heavier stuff, like metal. And started rapping back in high school. I went to Loyola High School, which is in kind of the Koreatown area, and got in touch with kids all over L.A. County, outside of L.A. County, and, you know, started hanging out with some guys. And, you know, it was a Friday afternoon, smoking some weed, getting high or whatever, and all of a sudden these guys break into a circle and start busting some rhymes. So I was like, I never seen nothing like that in the South Bay. So I just kind of jumped in, and it was inspiring because the guys were actually pretty good. They were teenagers, but just picked up the mic and spit and tried to do best I could. And now,
did you have any suspicion that that was something you might be good at?
Not really, you know, like it was always something that I kind of did on the side. And then started getting more and more serious about it until a few years back, I started writing these songs that needed to be written at the time. And it's funny because comparatively to the guitar and the lyrics, compared to doing beats and rhymes, I wrote a handful of songs on the guitar, but the lyrics never came to me. All of a sudden, I started dropping these beats and writing these rhymes, and it's like the words just flew off the pen into the paper. So
there's sort of like too many words for a heavy metal song.
I guess so, man. Like
you got too many syllables. I can't make this into a rock song.
Yeah, like these rap songs is like, I mean, the amount of lyrics in them could technically be enough for like 4 or 5 rock songs, you know? So ironic, but that's where it's taking me. That's where I am today. So,
were you listening to rap while you were still doing the rock stuff?
Yeah, I was. You know, I was always into the old school stuff like Ice-T, you know, KRS, EPMD. I think what really triggered a switch in my life was the Wu-Tang Clan. The early Wu-Tang stuff really hit me. And, you know, once again, I never heard anything like that. And that stuff was so raw and so street. And I think some of that influence carries over into the music that I make today. So,
all right, well, let's put it to the test then. Let's go into a live song. We're gonna play some beats off a CD that you brought in. And,
yeah, this is a new track. We're gonna try something new here. So this is a world premiere for all y'all listening out there. Killradio.org in the house.
All right, my guest is Guido Corleone, and you're listening to Is Good on Killradio.org.
Uh huh. Yeah. You are now vibing with the one and only Guido Corleone. Party people in the place to be. About to decolonize your mind one time. We all caught up in the system, right? We gotta break free. We gotta break free. We gotta break free. Y'all, I'm gonna do a little soul saving right now. Y'all need a little soul saving? Let's do a little soul saving. Let's save our souls. I'm introverted and perverted, at times I feel deserted, inserted it by the verdict, inserted into the service and nervous, and false worship for purposes that they hurt us to join and go murder. Keep flocking cause we hurting the global police burden, the third world keeps burning barrels, keep the gears turning, black tar and bit parts, superpowers could be falling my
shine like red and white stripes. Masses moving towards the mutiny and unity. It's new to me. This race sets a community. They shoot at me. If they only knew the meat that I got on the dirt. Hurt humanity before the heart heals and heals her. Insanity and vanity, the things that it brings. Turn on the radio and listen to the songs that they sing. A new type of enslavement trapped in money and ice. Stop playing what they singing, for we all pay the price. Ain't right when the game show host is spoken. Parasitic Masonic goals he's cloaking and joking badly, but sadly it works. I meditate on how the blast will burn us to ash and dirt. You can't hide every lie, it's impossible. We be picking up the pieces where they drop the ball. Sticking up the whole plan until the empire falls. They don't even read the writing that they carved in the wall. You can't hide every lie, it's impossible. We be picking up the pieces where they drop the ball. Sticking up the whole plan until the empire falls. They don't even read the writing, y'all. Halls of justice, young and restless. The gavel has a neck to knock the heads of the best men and women senseless. A color, put them on the stand. Prejudice, industry, just stick them in the can. Understand, grab the cash with both hands. Windows of opportunity smashed, cell block slammed. Get locked in the system, you'll be eternally trapped. Caught up by a wiretap, brought to you by the Patriot Act. Evidently, civil liberties don't mean what they once did. We got Muslims doing never-ending month bids at Guantanamo Bay. Cause the fear forced the front to wave your rights with your flags. Yo. Now apparently corporate greed and Freemasonry have taken the place of world peace. It's been going on since the first brick was laid in a place known as the United Snakes. Over 500 years of conflict, self-defense of the indigenous, minds imprisoned by religion. The carnage was insidious and vigorous, it goes on today with a whole new hit list. Blacklisted communism, was it really such a threat? Sure it has its problems, but look where democracy's at. The leader of the pack forced feudalism to come back. The guys of the choice and the lying of dictators hidden track. You can't hide every lie, it's impossible. We be picking up the pieces where they drop the ball. Sticking up the whole planet till the empire falls. They don't even read the writing that they called, y'all. You can't hide every lie, it's impossible. We be picking up the pieces where they drop the ball. Sticking up the whole planet till the empire falls. They don't even read the writing, y'all. You can't hide every lie, it's impossible. We be picking up the pieces where they drop the ball. Sticking up the whole planet till the empire falls. They don't even read the writing that they carved in the wall. You can't hide every lie, it's impossible. We be picking up the pieces where they drop the ball. Sticking up the whole planet till the empire falls. Don't even read the writing, y'all. Guido Corleone, live exclusive, killradio.org. Yo, that's a new joint for y'all right there. Yo.
All right, man. I have so much to ask you.
That's, all right, bring
that
it.
Was great. All right, so first, we were talking before about how, you know, just what rap is. Like, there's just so many more words than a rock song.
Yeah.
Now I see you in here in the Kill Radio studio, just rhyming like a madman, and there's no hint that you're thinking of what the next line is. You know, it's not like a monologue on stage where you're like kind of nervous about shit, what if I forget this line, you know. Like, it's just flowing out of you. How do you get that level of, I don't want to call it memorization, but like, you know, knowing the lyrics so well that you don't really, they just come out of you like an instrument? Is it just practice or what?
It's tough, man. It's practice. You know, it's getting on stage and performing. Pretty much anywhere that I have been able to perform has really geared me up to doing it live. But like you said, there are a lot of words, man, and it gets a bit wordy at times. You know, sometimes, a lot of times when I'm doing production, we'll punch in and we'll put a line on top of a line, and then you come to the point where you get on stage to do that line, and it's like, well, damn, I can't really do it like it's recorded. So, you know, either I'll get a hype man to back me, or I'll just kind of switch up the words a little bit, but just keep it flowing, man. I don't know where it comes from, really. It just comes.
But like when you write out a song and you try it for the first time, you know, just reading it off the page, like how long is the process before you don't need that backup page?
Know, it seems like the process has been becoming longer and longer. It seems like the raps are getting a little more complex. But, I mean, generally, my writing process entails sitting down, piece of paper, or just got a new rhyme book, you know. So sit down, and I'll scribe something out for about 15, 20 minutes. And it takes a little bit of time to commit it to memory, really. Like, I've always found, too, that a lot of times when I'm in the studio, I'll lay a track down and step away from it, listen to it a few times. That really helps memorize it right there, just listening to it over and over. and then getting back in the studio like a day later, a couple days later, and once it's committed to memory, you can just spit it with so much more fire right there. So
when a song changes from its inception to actually being your final product, how large is the change? I mean, we're talking about like a couple words here or there to make it, you know, more rhythmic, or do you find sometimes you write a song about something and then you end up sort of changing the whole topic, the whole vibe of the song by the time you're done? Like you see that in a lot of rock music, you know, someone might start out to write a love song, but then it becomes this harder thing, or, you know, as they work with the words, it changes a lot.
Yeah, I mean, generally I stay pretty true to the original idea. A lot of times there's multiple or conflicting ideas in my music from, you know, I'll start off writing it as a love song and then it turns into some hot-headed political tirade or whatnot. So I kind of like the mix of it all because I really feel like that's my life. It's a combination of, you know, struggles in relationships and love and communication going, you know, with the backdrop of all this this dark political sphere that we live in. So, you know, generally the song stays pretty true to the end. I think that the editing process or the rewriting process is really integral. And that's something that I've been focusing on lately when I've been writing, you know, going back and taking a look and how can we sharpen it up. So generally it stays pretty true to the end of the song. But there's times when you start with one thing, you come back. I mean, like, I'm working with a producer right now by the name of Don Corazon, my buddy Steve down in Redondo Beach, and the guy's really talented. We'll work on a track. You know, I'll come back a week later and the song won't even sound the same. So it really depends on the track, whatever suits the track.
You know, love and sex and relationships, these are common inspirational themes for all kinds of music.
Right.
Politics doesn't necessarily show up in all kinds of music, but it's definitely a big part of your music.
Right.
You mentioned before about there being things that you felt that you had to write, that you had to get out. What is it about politics that kind of stokes this fire in you?
Well, before I get to the politics, like, let me go back to a day in the life for a second. You know, I was going through a really tough time in my life, and I guess I still am, technically.
Are we all?
But those were the songs, the torn up, you know, crossed, lost soulmates, and my bloody broken heart and spit up pieces of my soul. So at the time, like, and we're going back to about 2002, those songs just came so naturally. They were so fitting, and they were songs that I needed to write at the time. I've been kind of progressing and moving forward with my life, and politics have become a lot more important over the past few years. You know, I've always considered myself a progressive and a conscious person, but there comes a time where you really got to step up. So at this point in time, considering what's going on in the White House and in Iraq and Venezuela, you name it, and the struggle of indigenous people, I feel that I have kind of a new chapter or a new batch of songs that I'm writing. So they definitely are a lot more heavy on the political side.
Well, I've seen also from your website you were pretty involved and, or at least very much moved by the struggle of the South Central Farmers that recently took place.
South Central Farm, Farmers.
Just tell the audience a little bit about, you know, what went down there and why you thought that was important to be involved.
Okay. Basically, South Central Farm, for all you who don't know, is the nation's largest urban community farm, 14-acre farm in the middle of South Central LA, on the Alameda Corridor, one of the most polluted, you know, crime-ridden areas in all Los Angeles. So in 1992, Mayor Tom Bradley granted the land to the South Central Farmers, to the people of the community, as a symbol of rebirth. After the Los Angeles riots, after the uprising in 92. So they had the farm, you know, they cracked through the soil, they brought the land back to life, and they created this beautiful green space in the middle of a really, you know, tough neighborhood. Crime went down 80-90% around the general area. Children had a safe place to play and hang out with their families. Organic fruits and vegetables being grown by 350 farmers, providing, you know, nourishment for their families where they'd otherwise have to rely on some genetically modified bullshit or some McDonald's.
Fast
you know?
Food, yeah.
I mean, there's not even... There's barely any supermarkets in that part of town, let alone restaurants. So, I mean, they had a thing at City Hall when we were protesting for the farm that they're pushing an initiative to set up more restaurants, more sit-down restaurants and more markets in the area. Well, corporations don't want to move anything into that area because they see it as a risk. So right after they evicted us from the farm and essentially the developer bulldozed the farm, they push an initiative for more markets and more sit-down restaurants in South Central. So, I mean, there's just it's a carbon sink. It's reversing the greenhouse effect. It's cleaning the air in one of the most polluted areas of Los Angeles. And, I mean, I saw it as a revolutionary move. I mean, pick your cause, whether you're a revolutionary, whether you're a socialist, whether you're an indigenous, whether you're for environmental justice. I mean, I saw it as a staging ground for all those movements. So it was really beautiful to get to know some people down there. And South Central Farm is, you know, it's been bulldozed. We temporarily have lost control of the land, but we're doing everything we can to get the land back right now. So it's a beautiful cause, and they can, you know, they can try and reconfigure the face of the South Central Farm, bulldoze the South Central Farm, but they can never kill the spirit of the South Central Farm. They can never stop what we've established so far.
Is that an idea that comes into your music a lot, like South Central Farm or war in Iraq or anything that sort of piques your interest politically? Is just sort of your instinct as a musician, like the first thing you can think to do maybe to help or to try and understand it is to write a song about it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of times I feel like I can't even properly express myself unless it's written in a song. So, you know, there's so much injustice all around the world. It's like, take a look what's going on and open your eyes. And yeah, I mean, I just feel this instinctual nature to push forward and jot something down about it at least, and then try and get the music to fit up with the vibe, or like that track I opened with. It's almost like a club hit flipped with some political stuff. So
it's like you trick people into getting the message.
Exactly.
bring them in with the sounds, and then they're listening to the message and they don't even know it.
Exactly.
Why don't we go to another track from your CD? Okay. Just tell me real quick. It's called A Day in the Life. Where can people get it?
Yeah, it's called A Day in the Life. You can pick it up at Amoeba Records. You can pick it up at Fat Beats. You can pick it up at The Basement out in the valley. You can go to cdbaby.com, pick it up there. Hit me up on my MySpace, myspace.com/Guido Corleone. We got a link there. You can buy it. So those are really the places where it's available right now.
Cool. You want to just pick a track and tell us what we're going to hear?
All right. Let's change it up a little bit. Let's get back to those love songs. Let's hear... Track 7, Old Time.
All right. My guest is Guido Corleone. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is a track from A Day in the Life.
You know, sometimes I get lost in nostalgia, tripping on my retrospect. Cause sometimes, I'm an old time memory derelict. My mind regurgitates the same neural hits. Roll down memory lane and just stare in the distance. And I can't say shit. Zip. No more bricks to split. No more hits to kick. No more lips to rip. No more chicks to hit. Actually, punks wanna be showered with money. The sight of another girl's got me feeling funny. Strange, surreal, lost and nostalgic. Dragging down the tattered soul of a lost prophet. Wow, it costed me so much. My heart, my soul, my life, my motherfucking free lunch. And G the whole bunch, about 1.5 billion. Keep chasing the American dream alive. So many fools pretending to be wise, but lies and alibis will be your ultimate demise. I'm stranded, frozen somewhere in time, cause my heart stopped beating when it broke down the fault line. Now people say, like the Dow, things are looking up. Could you be a little more specific? Is that screwed up or fucked up? Fucked up.
and out of place. The song saves the soul if you can keep up with the pace. Placed high in my standardized testing, but the soul warps the mind and comes the heart drop. Stop, there's no resting, just reassuring that you're alluring, and what we're enduring is a curing and a puring, a cleansing, a mending, a wounds cut deep. Love starts to see, heart start to leap, but I'm a bit offbeat. A day later, about a year and a week, I can see it all now, but I still can't speak. No, I still can't speak. No, I still can't speak. And I feel so free. And I feel so free. With you next to me.
With you next to me.
And I feel so weak.
And I feel so weak.
When I hear you speak.
When I hear you speak.
And I feel so right. And I
feel so right.
With you in the night.
With you in the night.
And I feel so high.
And I feel so high.
With you by my side.
With you by my side.
You don't want to go there.
Yeah. I woke up early this morning. The house was cold and tight, even though the Santa Anas were blowing the clouds out. Through the empty void, my mind starts to wander, where I just sit, lay, reflect, and ponder to a time where I thought happiness could never end. But who am I kidding? I was killing you then. My only, solely true friend, my true love within, my holy, worshipped and adored God sent. It's like my mind lives off and on the time when no one really gave a fuck, but you must have. And how someone special made me feel like something special in this sinful world of nothing. We would make love all night, and then wake up and make love again and again, and like again. No one ever did. And I sit back and wonder how we didn't have a kid.
And again.
How we didn't have a kid, and when I thought I was done, whether I wasn't or I was, I would
hopefully
run.
Hopefully I'll see it for the setting of the sun.
I always used to love to come and visit after class.
But I wasn't just using you for your bomb.
Hit play on the Winamp and on comes our song. And if you were alone, then it was on. And if you weren't, then we wait. I never have to take a number. I just snuck in the West Gate and grabbed your card from the windowsill. And when the light turned green, I knew we were gonna get ill. Around the corner, third door on the left. Before I turn the handle, I look around and take a deep breath. And there you were, so tender and warm. And between love and lust, my body was torn. And between pain, drugs, and scorn, love and lust, your mind and body was worn. Like I said, I can see this now. But at the time, I just give you a kiss and wow. The power of your love, I didn't know how. We used to do it so loud, I used to be so proud of the one thing that truly made me feel like a man. The most beautiful thing I ever held in my hand. It was you, girl, and I'll do anything I can to show you that I love you and who I really am. And I feel so free.
And I feel so free.
With you next to me.
With you next to me.
And I feel so weak.
And I feel so weak.
When I hear you speak.
When I hear you speak.
And I feel so right.
And I feel so right.
With you in the night.
With you in the night.
And I feel so high.
And I feel so high.
You don't want it, you don't
want
it.
Back with Guido Corleone on Is Good on killradio.org.
Yo, yo.
So, Guido, let's talk a little bit about the music, the
All
beats.
Right.
Like, how important is it to you, you know, to have the beats heard independently? Like, should people be able to take the lyrics out and still enjoy the song?
Definitely. You know, the music, the beats, the samples that I pull are from classic artists, people who inspire me, people like Mozart, you know, old funk samples, old 45s. And yeah, you should be able to take off the beat and just enjoy it as an instrumental.
How do you produce the music? Like, what kind of, do you use a certain kind of software, or do you record any live instruments?
Yeah, my workstation is a Pro Tools LE 7.0 Digio 2, and got a Mac G5, got an MPC. You know, when I started making the Day in the Life, I really had nothing at my disposal. I had an old PC. A lot of the beats were done on Fruity Loops. A lot of the beats were done on Acid. Not that those are bad programs by any means. I mean, use whatever you need to make the, like I said before, whatever suits the track. But I really had no way of transferring the music off of the PC. I mean, it didn't even have a CD burner on it. Uh-huh. So, you know, I outputted these songs, and I was working at a sound studio in Santa Monica at the time, doing post-production commercial sound. So, you know, whenever we had downtime in the studio, I'd take my exported beat and I'd load it up in the system, and I'd just kind of finagle it, hit play and record, hop in the booth, you know. So yeah, I think it's important that the music stands on its own. And you know, like I said, I'm a guitarist for about 15 years. There's not that much guitar on A Day in the Life, but like the last piece, Vita Postmortem, is all classical guitars. And I mean, look for, you know, Aaron and I are working on a project where it's got kind of more of a Sublime feel, like drum machines, acoustic guitars, and look for a lot more guitar playing on my future project.